Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight. For our brothers and sisters that are all over the world, thank God that you are here with us today. We're going to have a good time studying the Word of God tonight. And as we always do, the Holy Spirit is number one speaker tonight, and we're glad to be here to be a part of it. Thank you for being a part of the program. YouTube up and running?
No, I hit the go live button, and it says you do not have permission to live stream.
All right. Anyways, so welcome. So this video is from one of our new prayer programs back in February of 2021. And all of this was that we changed our noon prayer, AM in the morning prayer. And we made that happen so that all of you could get more sleep and everybody come and be a part of the program with us or something. But most of all, we're just doing the work that God's given us. So this program comes. Actually, let me know when that's up.
It's not. I just redid the whole thing, and it says the user is blocked from live streaming. Extend help, and then it gives us a link.
Then join me in making this statement. We rebuke everybody who says that we're blocked from live streaming because we're not blocked. We didn't do anything different. Everybody else is coming on live stream, and we declare the will of God. It's alive and well inside of us. So
I'm going to keep trying until it lets me in.
YouTube that had removed that block. They may not have yet, but we're going to watch it get removed right now. We speak of removal. Anyways, it may be important to make a post over on the messenger thread, and tell everybody they're going to have to come there. Brother Dan, can you do that, or one of the rest of you? Make a post that says, if you're on YouTube, if you're waiting for YouTube, you'll need to come to Zoom.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we're here doing your work. And that work is to preach the gospel and declare your work to be done here on this earth. And as we just studied this week, now, Lord, look upon your enemy's threats and grant to your word with all boldness that signs, wonders, and miracles may be done through the name of your holy child, Jesus, who's alive and well on the inside of us. We declare, no matter what, all of our technologies function properly and work right now because that's the plan of God for our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, help every person now to get to us on Zoom. And Father, I speak right now over all of us here. We become very proficient with all of this technology. Every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, the youngest don't have any problem, but some of us oldest do, make us very proficient with our technologies so that no matter what, we can always be connected together and to get the work of the ministry finished and accomplished. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Bless everyone that's sitting here with us. Now, Father, as we deploy this message, And we give ourselves to the hearing of what you said before to us. Illuminate our hearts, our minds, and our understanding to the truth you were speaking then and to the truth that you're speaking to us now. Thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit of God is illuminating our hearts and minds and understanding. And we have the ability to see exactly what you're saying to us right now. Bless every person that tonight is longing for a revival and they want to see it come to their community. But that tonight be the night where they just say, that's it, I'm bringing revival myself, I'll be the revival agent in my community. We speak over every one of these outpourings. Call. Holy Spirit, flow. Everywhere. The young people in Asbury whose hearts are longing for that flow of God. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power. We speak this together right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes. Oops, hold on.
Here we go. I'm going to talk until all of a sudden I hear me talking and I'm stop talking.
I start talking.
All right. You can start that at 2 minutes if you can get it there, but that's all right.
Amen. Every church. My family is in Jesus' name.
Lord, leave that for me and my family. Thank you, Lord. Claim it.
Amen. Amen. And now Pastor, I believe, was wanting to come on and talk.
Are we hear you?
Preach. There you are.
All right. Well, if you want to hear the rest of that, make sure you go there. When the program's finished, we can send you that link. Let me get my table set up here. What a powerful word that was then, and it still is today. One of the things that I've heard Brother Dutch saying to us is you've got to do a great job of gathering the words that God says to us and then organizing them, keeping them in a place where you can continue to read it. Dr. Barclay says it all the time in every Holy Spirit conference. He reads the word from the Apostle Paul to Timothy that says, war, good warfare with the prophecies. As a matter of fact, I'm going to look at that verse. Let's just do it. Can you see me? I can't tell whether you can see me or not. I'm trying to make it so you can. But anyways.
Yes, we can see you. Good.
All right, let's go. Let's go look at that verse. 2 Timothy. And if you don't know where 2 Timothy is, it's right after 1 Timothy. I'm going to have to pull my phone down and read some of my notes because of the things I need to say. But Second Timothy chapter 2. Verses 1 and 2. You therefore, my son, be strong, that is, in the faith of God. Don't know what I'm going to do, but it's a lot of these things. Wow. And that is like it is. See, at a serious level, the money on it. Now, you might say, Chris, I don't. That's pretty cool, that same thing. It's all right. Begin to ask God, what is it inside of me that makes me, for example, to receive the same level that I would ask the other people find it? Because without God, none of the challenges ever on God's side, it's always on our side. And it's usually hang up and insecurity for almost every time. Our biggest problem is an offense that we've not got dealt with in our life. And remember, all of these things, no matter what happens to you in your life, drop the offense, which means drop the charges against that person. Surrender your, that when you throw this away, to revenge to God, that I don't want revenge. God says vengeance is mine. And then pray. I drop the charges. Father, in Jesus' name, help that person find you. Because obviously, they need you. And then, of course, there's your own heart. Because Jesus said, woe to him, woe to that person through which offense comes. Wow, goodness sakes alive, I didn't even come to this chapter to say these things. Right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is very important for somebody to hear today. So, here's how this works. If at any time,
Anytime you're dealing with life and you begin to find things that's going on and you're like, all right, what's going on with this? Why is this happening to me like this? The first thing you always got to do is check yourself. Never look at everybody else and say, Lord, what's that person's problem, that person's problem, that person's problem. Number one place, every one of us must always look is right here within ourselves. Wait, is there something inside of me that's out of order? Number two, if somebody does something to offend you, then the number one thing I got to always do is I drop the charges, I forgive them. Be like Jesus, they don't know what they do. Somebody needs to write these down. This is not in the notes that I have put together for tonight at all. But this is the Holy Spirit talking to somebody listening. You got to get rid of an offense. Now, remember this about offense. Jesus told us, offenses are coming. You are not going to live the rest of this life on this earth in this day and this hour without offense being there. Then Jesus said, whoa, that means all of God's wrathful process against the person. Whoa. The word whoa in the Bible isn't the word stop. The word whoa in the Bible is, watch out, it's fixing to get real bad. It said woe to the person through whom offense comes. Well, the most important process in any offense situation is, Lord, help me that I'm not causing offense because I don't want your woe coming against me. Now, I know y'all think you're blue ribbon sheep, and so do I. Ask yourself and say, wait a minute, am I causing an offense in this person's life? I believe I'm walking in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Check my mouth, check my attitude, check the spirit of my heart when I see them. It doesn't always mean you're wrong. I'm just teaching this. Wait, check yourself first, and then this is how to be free from any offense. Jesus said, but how much forgiveness you give to others is how much forgiveness you're going to receive yourself. So when you and I don't forgive others for what they've done against us, then he can't forgive us for what we've done against them. As soon as we get that principle down, established down inside of our heart, there ain't going to ever be anybody that's going to be able to do anything to offend you another day in life because you're like, wait a minute. I've said sin. And I don't want Jesus to hold that sin against me. So I'm not going to hold anybody's sin against them. And the only thing their sin just did to me is help me figure out how close I'm going to let that person be. Now, we've taught this message many times here, so I'm not going to reteach the whole message. But it's obvious that tonight somebody that's with us just needs to hear these words because of something that you're dealing with. All right? And it is not in the notes of where I was getting ready to go, but I can tell I'm supposed to this for just a little bit. So, you might say, yeah, but Pastor, you don't know what they did to me. Yeah, but forget about that. You don't know what you did to Jesus to make him take stripes on his back, be nailed to that cross for the hell for us, so that we can be free, so that I can be free. Not about their sin. It's about my sin. Do I want people to talk about me? No. Talk about me? Yeah. Am I going to like what they say? No. Am I going to be offended about it? No. There are 8 billion people on this earth. I am not going to get hung up on what one person says about me. And I'm not going to read it. Because I really don't. Want to be a part of my life, you'll treat me as a friend. And that's not what a friend does to a friend. And if you don't want to be a part of my life, it's all cool. I'll go somewhere else. This birthday's way too short. You get all wrapped up in somebody that doesn't want to be a part of your life. If it's your kids, you're stuck. If it's your parents, you're stuck. There you go. Now, learn to live ability yourself. Wow, I am speaking very specifically to somebody right now tonight. And here's the interesting thing. Our audience tonight is those of you on Zoom and those of you on Blog Talk Radio. So, this is sitting pretty close home to us. Drop the charges and look at yourself. Somebody's going to keep offending you and keep doing you wrong. Then don't be around them. Don't be around them. Even if it's your brother or your sister, say, well, every time I get with you, you start saying and doing things that are very offensive. So I love you. You're my family. I want to be with you, but I can't be with you because every time you get around me, I make you start running your mouth and saying and doing things, and I don't want to cause you to sin. I will not be the stumbling block in your life. It's okay to make those statements. Don't say it in anger. Don't say it screaming, hollering, yelling. Just make the statement and say, I will live my life free from offense in Jesus' mighty, awesome name. In fact, I'm going to pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever this is that's with us tonight, or I guess on Blog Talk Radio someday in the future. Whoever this is that's with us tonight, help them. Your home, lift your hands and receive the anointing from God. Receive the anointing. You don't have to have your mic on. You don't have to have your camera on. Lift your hands and receive the anointing to get past the offense. Because Jesus said that the liar, the thief, the murderer, the backbiter, someone running their mouth, the offended, the fearful, unbelieving, all have their place in the lake of fire. I want you to notice this. He didn't even put the number one worst sin you could ever commit, homosexuality, right in the middle of that. Now see, you and I are the ones that make it bad. It is bad. But when we actually read this Bible, we got to realize, wait a minute. God says the fearful, unbelieving, those who could believe but refuse to believe, they're going to find their place in the lake of fire after judgment day. And those who are always offending, don't be that offensive one. As an American, we have the responsibility to stand up and say no to corruption, no to violence, no to wickedness, and no to perversion. That's our United States of America constitutional responsibility. But in that, we don't have to hate. You can say those words without hating the person that's in front of you. Now, my goodness sakes alive, dealing with us tonight. And I've just spoken his word, and we just prayed a prayer for you to be delivered. I'm going to pray it again. I demand in the realm of the spirit that you are released from this offense. You're released. Offense, go. I know who I am, born again by the Spirit of God. I've been washed and purged by Jesus' blood. I live and walk in his righteousness, filled with the Holy Spirit of God. I'm a minister of reconciliation. I'm an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. I am a king and a priest unto our God and Father, and I am an heir of God, and I know that our Father has heard my prayer. And I know I have the petition that I just asked. And I know this proclamation, you are free from offense, has now happened, that is looking for freedom from offense. Jason, that's just interesting. I declare right now, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And he has set you free by my words right now, tonight. By my words. Now. Huh. 9:17. Wow. Place there in 2 Timothy. I'm coming back to that. But I need to go to John chapter 6. Blow, Holy Spirit, blow. Six. And we're going down to verse 60 through 71. Many of his disciples, when he heard the saying, said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it? Jesus said, lest you eat my flesh and drink my blood. When Jesus knew this in himself, that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, does this offend you? Then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. The word of God, as you read it, you're reading the written word, the logos, the written word. But as you read it and speak it, it becomes filled with life. And therefore it goes from the written word to the inspired word, which is an inspiration word to you and me. It is filled with the Spirit, and it is filled with life. Now, watch this. Then he says that he knew from the beginning who was going to go away. And we don't need to read the rest of that. Jesus said my word. John chapter 1. Wow. Jesus, where are we going? John chapter 1, verses 1 through 17 is the reference. And we're going to start with verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life. And the light was the light of, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it. Now, there are some people in darkness who want darkness, and there are some people who are in darkness who want light. you can always tell who wants the light because they come running to the light. You can always tell who wants darkness if they stay in darkness and don't come to the light. I know many people that are just sinners, but they always want to be around me. Why? Because I got light, and they want that light. There are sinners that don't want nothing to do with me that I know. Why? Because I have the light, and they want the dark. Two different people on this earth. If you have family members that want the dark, speak that. The set of verses out of Job 33, verses 14 through 18 over them every single day so that they have the opportunity for God to speak to them. You'll stand in the gap, make up the hedge, and save their life from a life of eternal damnation. But when they don't want the light, it ain't going to do you no good to go to them because they don't want it. They're running from it. God gives you a word to speak to them on purpose and go speak it. But otherwise, spend your time with people that want the light. You don't have to convince them. They just want it. And there are billions of hungry people on this earth that want the light for us to spend our time with people who don't want the light. I hope that makes sense. John 1:14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. Well, what was the glory that we beheld on Jesus? It wasn't a light. It's not an aura. You see a lot of Catholic pictures of that like a crown over top of his head, like a rainbow that is representative of the glory. That's not what he's looking at. The glory that everybody saw about Jesus is he was righteous. Jesus was made right. Glory that you have given to me, Father, I've given to them. Well, what's that glory? He has given us his righteousness, and we get to become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 14. And the word became flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. Grace is when you get what you don't deserve, and it's wonderful. Mercy is when you don't get what you do deserve, and that's really wonderful. He gives you what you don't deserve, and it's wonderful. It's his love, his mercy, his grace, his blessing, his honor, his glory. You don't deserve it, but he gives it to you. That's grace. Mercy is when you don't get what you do deserve, which is an eternal life of damnation in hell. And his mercy says, no. They received Jesus' blood. They received Jesus' righteousness. Let them in to heaven and let the blessings of God come upon them because they're walking in that righteousness. So the word Jesus became flesh, Jesus of Nazareth, and it dwelt among us. And Jesus said to us here in John 6, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Now watch. John, I want you to see this. This is powerful. John 5. 23. John 5:19-23. Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can of himself do nothing. Jesus is telling you and I, while I was on this earth as Jesus of Nazareth, of myself as a human being that I was, I can't do nothing. We got to get this. But what he sees the fathers do, he does. For whatever he does, the father does, the son does, in like manner. But the father loves the son and shows him all things that he himself is doing, and he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. So Jesus is saying, I can tell Father's coming with greater works than me, and I can see it, so it's going to happen. But remember, it's not me. But as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to those he will. The Father judges no one, but he's committed the judgment to his Son Jesus, that all should honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father, who sent him. Now watch. Go now to, what's my next verse, Jesus? Hang on just a second. I got it written right here. My next verse. And we're going down here to 26. My goodness sakes, what a night. Hope you guys are ready for this. I have many things to say to you and to judge concerning you. But he who sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I heard from him. Now watch. They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, that I can do nothing of myself. This is Jesus, our Lord and Savior, on this earth as a man, saying, of myself I can do nothing. I know some of you are a little freaked out about that. But as my Father has taught me, I speak those things. And he who sent me is with me. Father's not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to the Jews, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Verse 36. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, watch this. One more verse. Okay. Go, Holy Spirit, go. I love this. I hope you're following me. It's all going to come together in just a minute. Everybody just hold on to your hat and hattie. For John, and let's go to chapter 5. And we're going to read verse 4, 5. 5 and then 14 through 17 verses. First John 5, 4 and 5, and 14 through 17. Now watch. Whoever is born of God overcomes this world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So you got to have faith. You can't say, well, the pastor has it. No, you got to have it yourself. But remember, Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, has come to live within you. Faith himself lives in you. Keep reading. 5. Who is he that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? So when you believe, you remove yourself from that verse I was talking about earlier that said the fearful and unbelieving find their place in the lake of fire. So if you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, that verse no longer has any effect on you because you're a believer. Verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. I love this, Jesus. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. Now, pause right there and go back here to John chapter 8. I told you to hold your finger there, didn't I? John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Watch this. It'll all come. If it's not come together yet, it all will. Just a minute. Johnny. John 8:28 said to them, when you lift the Son of Man, remember, he came to this earth as a man. When you lift the Son of Man up, you will know that I am he, that Jesus is the Son of Man, and that I do nothing of myself. Do you see that Jesus is telling us what he did on this earth? He did not do of himself because he was God. He did it as a man anointed with the Holy Spirit. Let this get in. I do nothing of myself. But as my Father taught me, I speak those things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has left, he has not left me alone. I always do those things that please him. Now, Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verses 5 through 11. Brother Dan, can you help me find that verse that says he emptied himself? I'm not sure what the next words are, but I think in the King James, the New King James, that's the phrase, emptied himself of his divinity. If nobody throw anything at me yet, okay, don't throw anything. I want to read that verse. He emptied himself of his divinity. See if you can find that. If you do, just come on and I got the verse. Let me see. I lost you guys. Where did you go? There you are. Because we got an interesting place to get to yet tonight. This is so amazing. Hallelujah. If you ain't shouting, just get up and do it right now. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, he is God's son, did not consider it robbery to be considered equal with God. God in the joint heir with Jesus. Don't consider it robbery or sacrilegious or rebellious to believe that you are a child of God. Don't do that. Jesus didn't, and don't you. Now, we're not equal with God. We're his children. Watch this.
Love, Philippians 2:7 is that verse.
Oh, I'm getting ready to read it then.
Oh, yep.
But made himself of no reputation. That must be the King James Version.
Oops. New King James, no. I believe. Yeah.
It says emptied himself?
Yep, emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Oh, this one says New King. Yeah, this one says himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Yeah. So what was I looking at on the other one?
There's a phrase in one of the translations that said, he emptied himself.
Yes. What do I have here?
And what verse is that?
Philippians 2:7. I'm trying to see what version. Well, the English Standard says that emptied himself by taking the form of a servant.
Right.
Made himself of nothing. Made himself of no reputation. Emptied himself, New American Standard.
Standard, so.
Oh, Amplified, so, too, says emptied himself. Yep. And Legacy Standard, a bunch of them do say that.
All right, so let's read it on the Amplified. By the way, I know that it might look like I went from this book of the Holy Spirit into, I'm covering up a bunch of words. Wait, I think he's going to say something. He's saying something very specific to us. And all of these verses. Oh, you're probably looking at the ceiling.
I was looking at Bible verses, so I didn't notice.
Timothy
1:18.
1:18?
I think so,
well,
yeah.
What did they put it over there for? You, my son Timothy, 1:18. According to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected, concerning the faith, have many shipwrecks, and then he says Hymenaeus and Alexander are a couple of those people. Now, you ready? Somebody want to say it? Circle the wagons.
Circle the wagons.
Here's the wagon. Here's what we're circling. Just listen to a prophetic word that God gave to this ministry February 21st or 19th, whatever it was, 2021. And he's given us many of these words. Paul said to Timothy, wage a good warfare with prophetic utterances. So everything that was in that video, you and I must be going to war for it every single day. Literally, you grab those prophetic utterances like that, and you use them as your sword. Jesus is in the White House directing traffic at the Rotunda. Never stop saying it. He's still there. Even though I haven't been a leader here, even though I haven't been a leader in a long time, it's still true. He's still there. He doesn't need my permission to do it. He needs my agreement to get it done. Does anybody see this? I can't see the chat. So if you're shouting amen in the chat, glory be to God. If not, shout amen anyways, because it is a glory be to God moment. Well, in that prophetic utterance, it's where he called us a healing room. It's where he said, go to war for your families. He said, the fire of God is coming. He's on the side of the mountain saying, I'm coming. Oh, it's blessing. Well, I said, well, that didn't happen. It's not about didn't happen. Are you still saying a tsunami of his blessing? Because that is a promise that was given to us as this ministry, a tsunami of his blessing. So you and I grab a hold of that and say, have a tsunami of God's blessing. And we don't stop saying it until tsunami of God's blessing manifests in every part of our life. And then when it begins to happen, you don't stop saying it. You continually say, I have a tsunami of God's blessing in my life. You go to war with the prophecies that God has inspired us to go to warfare. What's another one of them that he's given us here? Another one of those prophecies is that you and I have been made one with Father. The Father wants us to be one with him. That means we've got to take us up to where he is. Another prophetic word that God gave us here right out of the Word of God is the word that says, you and I have the understanding that we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That is a prophetic word. Prophesy it every single day. Speak it boldly. And as I was studying this yesterday when I was studying it, we studied it again right now tonight. The Holy Spirit said it to me again. That I get these verses out, these statements out, these prophecies out where we can read them. And this is what happened when we have been speaking, put into this PowerPoint presentation. So all we've got to do is click through it, and you and I can go through it. You know, once a week, once every 2 weeks, whatever. In that period of time when we try to get it done, this would have been had so much opposition. No. I'm making that statement. Back it up. At that time, we pushed and pushed and pushed. We said, there's no reason to spend this many hours doing it. And haven't gone back. I want you to see the picture. That's what happens in every one of our lives. Gives us the word. It gives us the word. It's settled forever in heaven. It's already done in heaven. Like Dr. Winston says, it was already news on the headlines in heaven. It is done. You can see it on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. But you and I have to take the word and give this. And we have to speak it and declare it on this earth, not to give it permission to put ourselves in continual agreement with that word that thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. in Christ Jesus. Do his work on this earth as Jesus, the Son of God. Let me change my words. He most certainly did it as Jesus, the Son of God. The Holy Spirit is the absolute point of importance in our life. There's not a one of us who really needs more faith to accomplish our life. We need a greater revelation of righteousness. Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, lives inside of us. The Father said, I'm going to come and make my abode within you. The Holy Spirit has filled us, and we've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are in us, living from us, living inside of us out, from the inside out, not the, not the top side down, from the inside out. Therefore, what gets in the way of allowing that to flow freely? Sin consciousness. And we have a higher regard for sins we once committed or maybe are committing. We have a higher regard for that than we do the righteousness of God that's in Christ Jesus, that Jesus gave to us and made us into when we were born again. Because if we function in, I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am filled with Almighty God. We'll never hesitate in faith. We never will. By the mountain, just like we heard tonight in that prophecy, with a megaphone, and be like Jesus, proclaiming, "Hold, I'm coming quickly." We'll be standing right there beside him. What keeps us from being bold is sin consciousness. What causes us to be bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah is righteousness consciousness. The more we understand our righteousness comes from God through Christ Jesus, the less fear we'll have about anything in our life. So if you find yourself weak in faith, check your understanding of righteousness. Why? Because when you know you are righteous, then you know he hears your prayer. And you know that you will have the petition that you ask. And you know that as soon as you speak it off your lips, heaven is already making it come to pass. And now, all that's got to happen is that you and I stay in faith, in love, in righteousness, not your own, but Jesus' righteousness. And we're not, we cannot fail. We will not fail. Oh my goodness sakes alive. Now, welcome back, Sister Sunday. We're glad that even when the 5F signal is bouncing you around, you always come back. That's just wonderful. No matter how far away those technology guys try to send you into the universe, always keep your feet here at home on earth in Jesus' mighty name. As a matter of fact, the first time I've ever seen a 5F tower show up on my phone was last night. Way up in the prairie, almost dead.
5G.
And I think, 5G, yeah. I think that was I was bouncing off a 5G tower. God bless the 5G. I wish I didn't want it. And thank God for my cell phone works. Now, let's start with the swagging. The beginning of that video, Spirit had to talk about the sin of meaning. meeting is what God set up. And I said, Tampa's 2 million people. Take your tent outside. Anybody wants to be in the presence, go into that tent. That's what he set up in Ezra. Anybody wants to be in the presence? Get there. Now, all of us know, according to the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is going to come after run to Asbury. There are many people who went to Asbury to get it because in their local church, they don't have that kind of a move. They have religiosity, they have religious indoctrination, they have sanctimoniousness. They do go there every Sunday and do their thing. They might even have a midweek service where they come and do their thing. But Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. And when we are in the ways of God, the things of God, we not only get the spirit, but we also get life. So when you're involved in something that is just sanctimonious, and just religiosity with no presence, then we're going to shut the thing down and say, hold it. Hold it. You will not live in dead. Life comes out. What do you do when you see dead? First of all, repent of any sin. Presuming sin is what brings death. When sin is conceived, it brings forth. So when the spirit and presence of God in a church, flow of the Holy Spirit flowing in the church stops happening, it's because we got death happening and not life. What do we got to do? We got to find out where the death is and root it out so that the life of God, which is in here, filled with life in here, you are filled with life on the inside of you. So that life now has the ability to spring up, spring out, and spread everywhere we're going. It's like when I drive my semi, I turn on my heat and then I put my window down. All right? I was talking to Brother Dan about today. Degrees outside or something. And you're like, oh my goodness, that's freezing. No, no. 8 degrees in North Dakota is not cold. That just helps us get the real crazy people to stay home. We welcome 8 degrees. Really, we welcome 10 below because then most of the crazies stay home. Not all, but most of them. Anyway. I put my window down because I like the cool air, the fresh air. When I turn the heat up, because there are parts of my body that want it to stay warm while that cold air is coming in this window. But I'm sitting here right now while I'm doing this realizing, hold it. I am prophesying this word out loud. Out into this atmosphere of this city right here, sitting at this main corner in this city. These words from this word are spirit and life. When we speak them out loud, we give them life. And they begin to produce life wherever it is we're speaking. I'm in Newtown, North Dakota right now tonight. Sitting right across from the police post and the detention center there, the jail. And I am literally proclaiming and speaking life. And these words are going out the window into the atmosphere right here in this city. And may God help the believers that are here have great faith and great strength. Don't know what that is. That's home of the brave. How does all this work in this? God gave us a word to speak way back about the tent of meeting. I went to Flint, Michigan with Brother Dan, just Leanne and I did, one day, and we looked all over. We stopped at a church and asked them if we could put a tent of meeting up in their yard. They never got back with us. I don't know that I had to come back home to North Dakota, but we did. We came back home. Never once have we said, no, we don't want that, and we miss God. I didn't miss God. I know that was God. It's still God. Are we going to do that, Pastor? Yep, you'll see it happen. When? I'm not sure about the when. Can you do that work then? From that time until now, we're still doing the tent of meeting worship Monday through Friday afternoons, where we play the different worship songs and put it out for all of us to play it on our YouTube channels so that we can all worship together with the same music. You may have never joined in with us on that, but I encourage you to join in with us. Why? Because it is a part of what God has given us as an assignment right here. I don't like that, Manson. Well, don't tell God you don't like it, because it ain't going to do any good to tell me you don't like it. Because I'm going to do it anyway, whether you like it or not, because it's the assignment of God. And when we get an assignment of God like this, it is of absolute importance that you and I throw ourselves into that assignment with the best of our ability, bringing our gifts, talents, and ability that we bring, and say, God, help me be a part of this assignment. Well, why do we have the assignment? I don't know. But part of that assignment has to do with what just happened at Esbury. That's what they created, was a tent of meeting. Now watch. And people came from all over the world to be a part of it. You don't have to come from any other part of the world to come here to be a part of it. But the point behind that process is that was somebody saying, I want God, and I'll buy a $1,000 plane ticket and fly from around the world to be there. And we know this. God rewards those who diligently seek him. So those people that literally spend $1,000 to get there so that they could be a part of it, what you see is somebody who's saying, I am diligently seeking God Almighty. So I hear people saying, man, you don't have to run over there and there, man. Shut up. Quit saying those words to people. It's very true that you don't have to go anywhere. That's a true statement. But if somebody says, my heart's desire is to be in the presence of God, and I can see a manifestation of his presence happening right there, and I'm willing to spend $1,000 to go get there, they are diligently seeking God, and he is going to be the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I know by the Spirit of God right now tonight, there are young people at Asbury sitting there tonight saying, what just happened? The glorious flow of God was flowing into our campus. What just happened? Who has a right, in any sense of the word, to stop that move? I know there's young people saying that right now. And here's what's going to happen. They're going to get up and leave. Say, I'm going to go find this presence. Now, in Jesus' name, Asbury has said they want to send it to a greater venue. We heard somebody say it was going to be on the UK campus. That would be a wonderful thing. In the name of Jesus, may that happen. But may the well of water at Asbury, well, I'm going to say it differently. With every prophetic utterance we've heard that God has spoken to many great men and women around the nation, you're not going to plug that well. God's not going to let it happen. That's going to keep bubbling up. It's going to keep flowing. It's going to be a gusher. What we had there was not just a bubbling, flowing well. We had a gusher. And it went for 2 weeks. And it's still going. It's still going to go. You watch our God. Now watch this. How do I bring this to a close, Holy Spirit? All around the world tonight, casting right now in 53 nations through Blog Talk Radio. And then we're broadcasting to all of you. If you're saying, I need more faith, do two things. Number one, Remember, faith himself lives within you. His name is Jesus. You find that in Galatians 2:20. The life that I now live in the flesh, human body, I live by the faith who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. So it's not your faith you got to live by anyways. It's his faith. So when it says walk by faith and not by sight, you're walking by what the Father is revealing to you because you've built a relationship with the Father because you know you get holy enough to be in his presence because of the righteousness of God that Jesus made you into. I can hear somebody saying, yeah, but Pastor, I'm having trouble getting this unrighteousness out of my life. That's because you are trying to do it in your own strength, and you will never be able to get it out. Let the blood of Jesus purge it. Do you believe his blood is powerful enough to purge it? Yes. Then it's done. Now receive his righteousness. You need to live every day. Now, if it doesn't make sense, don't go away. Come back and hear me again. Why? Because that verse that we speak every time we come here in communion, it says, as he is, so are we in this world. You don't get to be as he is unless you've been born again. If you've been born again, you've been made white as snow by the blood of Jesus, not by nothing you did. You can't do that. We don't sing a song. What can wash away my sin? All of my self-righteousness. Can't sing that song. Because our self-righteousness is from our self. And Paul called it dung. He called it dung. Refuse. And complete. And when we goodness sakes alive. Where do I know what time it is? 2200. Wow. Time to go. I may have to do the program every night, and then when I'm out here in the truck, just turn on Zoom, and if you want to ride around the truck and be on Zoom and preach and teach the word, you might be able to do that anyways.
It's only 9 minutes after 10.
Yeah, it's only after 10. That's right. Yeah, that's right, folks. There is a promised land that you and I are supposed to be taking every day. And we take it by faith. And we take it as he is. So am I in this world. There's no difference. Jesus was here, hearing the word of the Father, seeing what the Father was doing it every day. And Jesus said, these works and greater will you do in my name. Why? Because the same Father that filled Jesus is going to show you and I greater things than he even showed Jesus. And we're going to do them in Jesus' name because of Jesus' righteousness and righteousness that Jesus gave us, the Father gave to Jesus. That's how Jesus was righteous. The Father gave him his righteousness. Jesus is righteous. Because he is the Son of God. No, Jesus.
You didn't take a shit in my bedroom, did you? If you fart, what's going on?
Came out again, fellas. Now, think about this. Think about it. This is amazing. God gave us that vision of the tent of meeting. He's called this a healing room. And you and I have been faithful since day one to be here doing this. And we're now only, we're less than a month away from 3 years in a row doing this. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet of what is coming from our God and Father in Jesus' mighty name. How do I close this down tonight, Jesus? Don't close it. We finish it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for all of our brothers and sisters that are with us tonight. Thank you for Leanne and I. Thank you for Dan and Gwen and Brother Roger, Sister Sunday, Sister Phyllis, Sister Rebecca. We miss Mary Pastorek and Kathy Angaroni. We miss you, Felicia and Sally Rice and Maxine and Julian and Bamala and Gary West and the whole crew, people that are normally with us, Brother Ken. We've received Jesus in our life. We truly have. Help us now. Help us get the revelation. Seal it. Seal this instruction inside of us while we're sleeping now. And we'll give you some instruction. Let everybody follow it. I don't want you to turn your mics on. I want you to say this at home with me. But I say it that way because I want you to get real bold in your house. I don't want you to, you don't need your mic on to get bold and proclaim it boldly for everybody to hear. But I want you to say this. I will always
I will always be.
Everything you make
everything
me to
you make me to be, Lord.
On this earth.
On this earth.
In this
world. In this world.
I will always be the hands of God, the feet of God, the arms of love of God.
Always be.
And the words of God to bless and
words
help
of God to
and
bless
strength everyone around
me. Everyone around me.
Just put your hands and say, I am your daughter. I know I'm an heir of
I know I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus.
And I function very
confidently in that revelation.
In
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. in Jesus' mighty name. No man, no human shall be able to stand in your way on the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Wow. What a night. What a night. What a night. What a night. Well, communion elements. Let's receive communion together tonight. In a second, I got to reach back in here into the refrigerator. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, for those of you that are with us from around the world on Blog Talk Radio, yeah, our communion services happen. We do this the same way every time. So we welcome you tonight to receive communion with us and get you some grape juice and bread. Remember, that's what Jesus said. That's some people make it an option. It really isn't an option. But it hooks us greatly to do what he said to do. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive our communion together. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, this my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work. Let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Now, thank you, Jesus, that you are doing an absolute amazing, marvelous work in our lives right here, right now. Jesus said, and this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we, one with him in this world. Thank you, Father. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out every sin. Perfect love causes us to have great freedom. Thanks of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Well, here we go. We got folks with us from around the world. Let's pray the prayer of salvation together. Those of you that's home on Zoom, you're welcome to bring your mics on and pray the prayer of salvation with us. Like we always say, make sure you're guarding your mic and being careful with it. Here we go. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16. Jesus, I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
All of your grace.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
all of your love and your righteousness,
filling every part of my life,
filling every part of my life
with all the fullness of God,
with all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And those of you, is Blog Talk Radio still with us, love?
Yes.
All right. Those of you that just prayed that prayer, this is what just happened. Jesus, the light of the world, just came into you, and therefore you're now filled with light. That's what you're experiencing, the light of the world. Jesus is the author and finisher of the faith. So now that he came in with his righteousness and he's washed your sin away, then we now have faith, and faith gives you hope, and hope doesn't make you shame. So you now have faith, hope, and love, and it's all living on the inside of you just because you prayed that prayer. And now, God Almighty, and you have been made one together. And now there's no distance. That's the experience that's going on. People call it a feeling. It's not a feeling. Feelings are happening. You're actually experiencing being remade a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And you are now a species of being that never existed before in your life, because until now, you were not made back into one relationship with the Father, but now you are. And greater than the church that you went down the aisle and prayed the prayer at, or maybe prayed the prayer here with us, it's not about that church. It's about the fact that God Almighty came to live on the inside of you. He will use that church. He'll use his community of faith to teach you, instruct you, establish you, disciple you. But it's not about that church. You didn't get on. You just got made one. You just became one with the Father through Jesus. And that's wonderful. In Jesus' mighty name. So, welcome to the family of God. I'm glad you're here. I recommend you get a Bible. I mean, I'm talking about people from many, many, many different backgrounds and walks of life. So, whatever that Bible you can get in your language is, get you one of those and begin to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and the book of Acts, the first five books of the New Testament. And that's the story of Jesus and the beginning of the church. And you'll begin to see who you are. Then click like, subscribe, and hit the bell, and come and be with us on a regular basis right here on the Community of Faith. Now, let's hold our elements up, and we'll receive them together now in Jesus' mighty name. Pray this prayer of blessing over them with me. Bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord. Jesus, you were wounded. For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes I am healed. And my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
There's nothing broken.
There's nothing missing and nothing broken.
Every joint is supplying in my body. from your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's receive this broken body together. For what you did for us. Thank you. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Just with me, by the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
I have reconciliation with you, my Father.
I have reconciliation with you, my Father.
Every sin is placed in remission in my life.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
And
I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to your throne as my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to your throne, God my Father.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help from my assignment today.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony,
I overcome,
and the accuser of the brethren has no effect in my life. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Jesus.
Glory. God, thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you for the blood that is in my life working mightily right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, Father, what's the best blood of Jesus song? For me to sing it out this window at this police department. Let's sing the blood of Jesus from Andrew Krauss. The blood of Jesus.
The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It was
it will be
We thank you. Thank you that this isn't just another religious experience for us to have on a Saturday night. But thank you that we are in relationship with you 24/7, 365. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise. I think that the God of heaven wants us to be one with him. That we should cause us to go any distance, learn any new process, so we can walk with him in Jesus' mighty name. All right, Phyllis, let's read our closing verses.
All right, Jude 20 through 25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
Now, hold on for a second right there. I want us to see this. Because literally, God is saying to us right there that you and I, living in the Holy Spirit, can be free from offense.
Amen.
We can be free from offense, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. Keep reading.
And some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And Revelation 1:5-6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, all right. Thank you for being with us tonight. We bless you. Jesus, by your name. Everybody put your arms out and just make a statement with me. We receive every person who heard this message.
We receive every person who heard this message.
Into the body of Christ tonight.
Into the body of Christ tonight.
Put your hands up and say, I receive my hundredfold return.
I receive my hundredfold return.
Because I was here doing God's work. Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you soon. If you want to love, cut that out. We'll still be here on Zoom for